Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Hello, Race World.
Good evening, Race World. This is your host, Tricky Ricky. How you doing this evening, Mr. Engineer Mick?
I'm all right, Ricky. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just got off work, heading over here to the beach out to get the to get prepared for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Is Mr. Boss joining us this evening?
He's not with us at the moment.
Okay. All right. But I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to conduct the show. I'd like to thank Virgin for giving the Murray the show. And with that being said, we're going to get into the show this evening and cover some things that's going to go on this weekend. And go to the phone line show in the afternoon. That's going to have a topic today because of all the excitement that's going on this weekend. So we're going to get the big stuff out of the way right away and get to the good part. Do we have Mr. B.J. Harrell on the line?
Yeah, you sure do. I'm right here, Rick.
How you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Can you tell us about the festivities you got going on this weekend at Capital Raceway?
Yes, we're having our first IHRL drag race, bracket race this weekend. And we are paying $2,000 to win in Class 1 and $800 for the runner-up. And the semifinals are $300, and all additional rounds are $50. We're one of the few tracks, the only track that I know of, that guarantees their purse. No matter how many cars show up, we're paying the $2,000 to win. So for the racers that live a long ways away and are worried about if they're going to get paid, they don't have to worry anymore. We're guaranteeing the purse.
Guaranteeing the purse. How about that? That's all right right there. I think that rings very well in a lot of races is when they hear guaranteed purse, because that's been a subject that a lot of people have been concerned with for a long time, guaranteed purse. Can you tell us what time the gates open and the feed to get in the race and watch?
Well, the gates are going to open at 12 o'clock. People can test and tune up to about 4 o'clock, and then after that we're going to start doing our qualifying runs. You get your two runs to set your time in, and then the race will start at 6 o'clock. We also have the Warriors, the 10-5 Outlaw Warriors, are going to be at the track, and those guys really put on a nice show. And they'll be there and in between the bracket racing. They'll be doing their rounds. And anybody that comes out and sees these Warriors for the first time are going to be very surprised how fast these guys can go in these 10-5 tires.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, let me piggyback off of that real quick. Last Friday you had two of those Warrior race guys here tested. What did you think of the performance of the cars and the track conditions?
Well, the track was hooking up so good that the guy in the Fairlane, I can't remember his name right now, but he broke his own record. He had never run a 470 at that track, and he ran a 470 at our track, and so his 60-foot was phenomenal. The other guy, Ricky, runs the Camaro. He did the wheel stand, almost looked like the whole 8 mile, and when he came down, he was going towards the wall, so he had to let out. But he had him beat. But, of course, you had to set out up, and the guy got around him, the fair lane got around him. But the track is looking really, really good. They're getting some really good 60-foots.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I like to thank you for that. And you were exactly right. It wasn't quite to the 8th mile, but it carried the wheels out there a good little ways, at least 100 feet.
Yeah, it just looked like it. I mean, he put a show on. I mean, that car left so good. It was a show to watch that car leave.
Right, right. Okay. Well, while you on the line, I want you to stay right there. We have Mr. Larry Mack on the line also, so he can give us some more in-depth detail about the Warriors 10-5 program, along with the that Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing Warriors 10-5 belt that will be on the line again this week. Mr. Larry Mack, you there?
Yeah, Rick, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. How you doing?
And
I'm
BJ,
good.
Once again, thank you for inviting us to the Capitol. I think we've got a good show lined up. Like, we're going to have two fields, so that'll be pretty good.
We're really glad to have you.
Yeah. And, yes, the track, I was there Friday night, and the track's definitely working. And, you know, BJ and them, they're doing a real great job of bringing Capitol back to life, as I kind of call it. And the guys are really, really looking forward to coming there. And I know they've been working on their cars all week. But, the Warriors, we came about last year with, putting on some 10-5. Some of the tracks around had dropped them. So I knew a couple of the racers, and I said, well, why don't y'all form something and go out here and, you know, put on a show for the people. So that's how it pretty much got started. And, Ricky, he's one of our main guys there. He's got a nice car. But we got a little bit of variation of everything. Chevrolets, Fords, Opars. We even have a Pontiac when the one guy comes out. So, but it looks
okay,
like... Go ahead, Rick.
If somebody wanted to come out and race with the Warriors, what would they have to do? What is the criteria?
Well, basically what it is, it's invitation only. If they do, they contact me, and we have a website, which is www.warriorsraceteam.com. All the information's on there. My telephone number's on there, my email address. And what they do, they just contact me. I talk to them about what their car is, let them know what we expect, and, because we are a team. And everybody works together, and we are putting on a show. That's basically how we got about it.
Okay. Is there a fee to come out to race?
No. There's not a fee. What we did start this year, we did start a points championship. It's $50 to join the points. We had a total of 10 races. So what we're doing, you take your best 8 races out of the 10, and that's what we do. Each race you earn points, so I keep track of the points. The end of the year, the winner gets $500, a nice jacket for, it says, Warriors Outlaw 2012 champion. So that's new for this year. We didn't have that. And, of course, Mr. Barnes and Grudge Inc.'s belt that they got us this year. I like to call it everything. Saturday night, we're calling this the Rumble on the Hill. So that should be pretty, it's pretty entertaining, everybody running for that belt. It's got a lot of people that want it. One guy thought he was going to get it at the last race, and he didn't. And I think he already had his dance planned with it.
Okay. So, for those who get invited, do the Warriors have an entry fee get into the race?
The entry fee is $100. And the way that I've been lucky enough to do it, and what I said for these guys, I know how expensive it is. So if you come and you race with us, you're guaranteed to get your money back. So, meaning if you come, lose the first round, you're going to at least make something back. You're going to get your money back plus something. So that's the way that I understand what the expense of these guys, what they cost to run. So we just try and help them out any way that we can. As we get more sponsors all that money goes into the purse, and all that money is back. You know, I don't make anything for doing this. As I tell my wife, as I'm going out, I'm a part-time job that I don't get paid for. I love doing it. I'm retired, so I have enough. I love 10-5 racing, and so far, it's been a great experience for me. Me and my daughter, I think people rather look at my daughter than myself anyway, so she's a big help. So you'll see us running around our golf cart. Are you ready for the belt, Rick?
Is Ricky? I think Ricky. We got lost. Ricky's not there. Something happened.
Oh, it's just me and you, BJ. So I guess we'll play cards.
Sounds like. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
You got cut out some kind of way.
Hello.
Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
We lost you there
Hello.
For a minute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hear you.
Okay. Yeah, my phone, cut me off by mistake. I guess they didn't want me to talk. I'm ready.
It must have been what I said. I said, are you ready to try and win that belt Saturday night?
I sure am. I sure am. I think I owe one to James, even though I got way out of the groove, but I felt good with the performance of the car.
Well, we got some cars
coming. Only been the second pass on the car since November, so that's no problem.
Yeah, we got one guy coming down from Long Island. You know who that is? In New York Nova, he's coming to get you.
Yeah, Mr. Jimmy Ritter. Might be on. He might be on. I told him to call in today. We've been going back and forth, waking each other up in the morning, talking crap to each other. So. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to Saturday, and I hope everybody else is. I guess that may be it for right now.
Just BJ, don't get scared. The rumble on the hill means the cars are rumbling, not the drivers.
Rumble on the hill, that's a good one.
Rumble on the hill.
Announce that. I get Mr. Colton to announce that. Rumble on the hill. That's a good one.
Now let me ask this question, because I know it was some confusion as to this statement. It was said over the loudspeaker that we were going to have 25 cars in for the Warriors 10-5 race. Can you kind of clear that up a little bit, Larry, as to the possibility of how many cars will show up?
Right now it looks like we're going to have anywhere from 12 to 16. So that's what I'm saying. If I have more than 8 cars, if I have more than 10, then we have 2 fields. So this, what I call it a second field. So everybody races. So. And there's still guys still trying to get their cars together to come out there. So I'll have a better idea, of course, tomorrow.
When you say fields, what do you mean? You're going to have a 470 to a 5 flat field, and then a 5 flat to
no,
a 520 field?
No, 1-8. The first 8, the fastest 8 cars will race. That's the one field. And then the slower, say there's 12, then the next 4, they'll race. You know, I put up money for them also.
I see, okay.
So that way everybody, instead of just seeing 8 cars, you know, everybody gets the race. So you get more cars, you know, the fans get to see more cars competing.
Right.
Okay. But while we have you gentlemen on the line, if you don't mind, stay with us and let's go to the phone lines. You might have somebody to have some questions for you all that you may be able to answer. Okay. Rick, do we have any hands up?
Yes.
What was
that again? 240-0400. Your mic is open.
Yeah, when is this event going to take place? Is this scheduled for Saturday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay, and has any work been done up at Capitol Fires, you know, in the lanes and stuff like that? I know that one lane had a little dip in it. Has anything been done, you know, far as with the lanes?
Yeah, I can answer that. We've ground the concrete. We had some humps. We ground out 5 humps with concrete grinder and got the humps up to the 300-foot. I have to admit, we do have one hump past the 300-foot mark. and we're currently working on trying to get that one out. But track on the right side is a whole lot better than it ever was before. And it's a 60 just as good. It's just that hump, is you hit that hump back there a little bit, but it doesn't seem to affect the cars very much. But you do notice when you go down through there.
Oh, okay.
BJ, you can attest to that firsthand because of your own personal car bracket race.
Well, yeah, I've got a 10.5 car myself, and I also have a dragster. And you know, you if you don't know it, most people don't even feel it. Unless if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't feel it. But because you're looking for it, then you notice it. But a lot of cars don't even realize there. They go over and they don't even feel it. But it is just a little hump there. And we wore the teeth out on our grinder, and we got to get a new teeth on. They're $600 for these grinder wheels. They're diamond tip, and once we get there, we're going to grind that last spot out, and it's going to be good all the way down.
Okay. Now, on Friday night, do y'all still do test and tune on Friday night?
Yeah, we test and tune, and there's usually a crowd there, so if you want to get some runs in, you need to get there early. Gates will open up at 4:30.
Gates open up at 4:30?
4:30. Start racing 5 o'clock.
What time y'all close on Friday night?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Okay, 11 o'clock on Friday.
Caller, may I ask your name, caller?
Yeah, this is JR360. JR.
Okay. Well, how you doing, sir? I appreciate you calling in.
Ain't a problem. What's going on with you, Rick?
Not too much, man. Just trying to get ready for this weekend.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You and me both. We've been trying to make our first come out of the season. Maybe not this weekend, hopefully next weekend. So I wanted to see if we can get down Capitol that Friday on the 1st and maybe try to get some chest runs in and get ready for the event they're going to have down on Colonial Beach.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you down there. And like I said, I'm getting ready myself as I speak right now. I'm paying the man at Speed Unlimited for some nitrous.
Why you have been getting some for both of us?
Oh, hey, look, I got to come back. I got 3 bottles filled now. I got to come back. I got to come back and get some more bottles filled. I got a busy weekend.
Yeah, I hear. Well, I'm definitely going to come down and check y'all out, and I look forward to coming down to Capitol. You know what I mean? That's where my father, been racing when he was living, and that's the track that I always went to, but just started been going to Buzz Creek, so I look forward to coming back to Capitol.
Well, we're glad to have you, that's for sure.
All right, and JR, if you can, just stay on the line with us and listen in. Just if you can, just mute your phone so we don't hear your background noise. And we're going to move on to the next call.
All right, go ahead. I'll listen in.
Okay.
Caller 804-7584, your mic is open.
804. That's one of the Richmond boys.
Okay.
What's that number again, Mitt?
Caller 804-7584. Your mic is open.
Ricky, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. This is Big Gene with the horse.
Hey, what's up, Gene? What's up, Gene?
Not a whole lot. Did Troy call in?
I don't know if Troy's on the line yet. Which one of y'all guys at the racetrack?
Sorry about that, Ricky.
Okay. I don't know if he's on the line yet, but the routine. If you stay with us, just mute your phone. We'll get him on there for you. I talked to him a little while ago, and he said that he would address you on the show. So once I know that he's on, I'll chime you back in.
Sounds good. Thank
you. All right.
All right. Next caller.
I'm sorry.
443-3214. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
This is Welfare Willie.
Hey, Welfare Willie.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I got that fast Camaro out of the way, I hope, and hope you got yours ready. The boys from Virginia say they're ready to jump on you.
Well, you tell them boys from Virginia it's running.
Okay. Did you want to try to lock them in for Sunday down Buzz Creek?
Well, yeah, we'll lock them in for next week if we can, if they're on there listening. I was just trying to order a pizza.
You was trying to order, what you was getting? A Jerry's pizza? You want to get a large for $5.99?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Gene is on the line. I mean, Gene is one of those guys you can talk to. So you want to lock in next week, what, for Capital?
Yeah, we can lock in for next week. Any week he wants to lock in for.
Tricky, I'd love to lock in, buddy, but we took that car out last weekend and broke it up. We broke an axle. We dropped and crushed the headers. We got a little few things we got to get straight on that car. We're focusing on this Sunday, so we just let that car sit for a while. So we will get back with Welfare, really. We're looking forward to that race, but at this time, we just went down. We're on one leg with that car.
Okay.
Can't
follow his excuses with me. I can't get a race.
There's always excuses. You can't get no race, huh?
I'll tell you, I might have to take the crawls on, saw my quarter panels off my car, put some big tires on it, so I'll get a race.
Hey, well, if you can't get no race with little tires, big tires ain't going to help you out, no.
Well, if I get a saws on and just cut my car in half, I'll put some big tires on it, maybe one of them guys will race me.
Yeah, but I just look at it. If you're having problems now, you're going to have more problems later. So you might as well just keep it like it is.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking. I figured you'd find me a race.
Well, I found one, but they went out and messed the car up. So now they gotta find
what
somebody else.
What the hell do I gotta do to get a race?
That's a good question. That is a real good question.
Want anybody listen to that show? It's got little tires on their car, or everybody got big tires?
I don't know. Let's take another call right there. Willie, mute your phone,
you
man, and we go to another.
That kid George or that fucking little cabinet one of them guys in there.
Who is that?
Big George or Kevin, little Kevin.
Big George and Kevin. Okay. I gotta see if Big George on the line. So
get him on the phone.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Just mute your phone.
Get some money.
Get some heart and some money.
And some money.
Okay. Mute your phone, and we're going to go to the phone line and see if we can't find them for you and come back to you.
All right. Thank you, man.
Okay.
All right. 202-7381. Your mic is open. 202-7381.
Your mic is open. Rick, this is Big George. Big George. Okay. Welfare Willie. Unmute your phone, Welfare Willie.
Hey,
we're Fred Willie. What's up?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Big George. Go ahead, we're Fred Willie.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a run.
All right, well, we'll be there in Capital tomorrow with two cars.
Hey, no
I got
you this money with me. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't want to talk about nothing now. I'm saying I'm here to race. Then I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really expecting all of the storm, but you get to that truck, champ. You got all the action in the world. You know, ain't nobody worrying about you, man.
You bring that car to the track. Bring it.
I'm going to be at Capital tomorrow. I'm running for
Capital. That car's a turd.
Huh?
It's a big turd.
Yeah, well, you got your philosophy on things, and I got mine. I feel you're an idiot. So now, where are we going to go from there?
You know I'm a idiot.
You know one thing for sure. Okay, but you know one thing for sure, Joe. I'm a one. So, I mean, all that. I ain't a one, you know what I'm saying, that's going to sit and get loud because over the phone I can't produce something. But I will be at the truck tomorrow. And Sunday I will be with both my cars. So, I mean, no trouble going to be there with two cars. Whatever y'all want to do tomorrow, it's open. We like overseas, man.
Well, I
want to
race. I want to race.
Let me tell you something, man. to ask.
Hey, man, look, man, you got to go with it. Because right now, I'm the one that's getting in. I'm the one that's getting in.
It takes me to make you. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's going to go.
Wait a minute, guys. Hold on, guys. So, where's Fed Willie? Do you want to lock in something with Big George for tomorrow?
Yeah, I want to run the Big George tomorrow.
Okay,
okay. What kind of rate do you want? You know, I got a stock suspended car. My bad choice, stock suspended car. I'm not going to make no excuses. What kind of rate do you want?
Don't make no excuses. I got a stock suspended car.
Okay, well, I tell you what, man. You know how I run. I run right off the trailer. I ain't doing no secondary or nothing. Right off the trailer, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right, Satan. Now you got a stock suspension. You got a heads up pass.
My man, you got that.
I ain't fooling around. I ain't playing around. Cars are turd.
Wait. Before we get you out of line here. He said, lock it in, 8 o'clock, right off the trailer. What y'all want to do it for? 8th mile or the quarter mile?
Quarter mile?
I'll run you a half mile.
You what?
I said, I'm
only
half mile.
No, I'm even on the court. I'm stretching out, man. You ain't going to train my weight. I'll tell you what. I'm a bigger racer than that. You can flip for however you want to run. It's your show, champ. I'm going to give it to you.
All okay, right, so you said just be in the lane. Both of y'all be in the lane by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. That's a deal. We get that.
You good with that, Welfare Willie?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm
down. Okay.
Hey, hold on.
Mr. BJ, you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, okay, I've been asking this question a couple of times, and I'm just getting it out now. It's been brought to my attention about the no-time stuff. Will you all have the clocks off for no-time races?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Okay, George, so there go your answers. The clock will be off for your no-time run, so y'all don't have to worry about revealing your time, and the tickets will be cut in half.
Okay, bet. I'm kind of satisfied. I mean, the last couple of weeks I've been running, they've been doing a beautiful job holding the tickets up. That's cool. I'm satisfied with that.
Okay, so now we got y'all locked in, 8 o'clock in the lane, split for whatever. Whatever the race, whether it's quarter mile, or 8 mile, or whatever the time's gonna be, y'all flipping for it.
Right. And
okay.
If anybody makes a shakedown, there's no race. That's
no shakedown. You got that welfare, Willie?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'll see you there. All right.
Well, both of you guys, stay tuned on the line. And we're going to take another call or two and then pay some bills real quick and come back.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG Welded 4130 foam molding tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.crzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Well, all right, all right, all right. You're back again. Mick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Richard.
Oh, okay. All right, let's keep the phone lines going. I got actually before you do that, no, go ahead, go to the phone. Go ahead to the phone.
All right, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Caller 914-5466. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Mr. Peely out of New York, just supporting the show, listening in.
Oh, all right, yeah, I appreciate it. I had a conversation with these guys earlier today about doing some racing. For those that don't know, Mr. Pee Wee and his buddy Peanut, they called me out last year at the NGRA race at Buzz Creek. But we weren't able to get a race off due to Peanut's Camaro having some issues. But we talked today, trying to figure out when we can get together or something.
Soon come.
Okay. I appreciate you calling that, Pee Wee. I hope Peanut out there listening as well. And, you know, stay close by. Just mute your phone for me.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay, bro.
All right.
Next call.
Caller 540-7142. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Rick? John.
Hey. What's up, small block?
Hey, not a whole lot.
Sound like you're tired, man. What's going on?
Mm-mm. I feel real good. Huh?
Will you be in the house Sunday?
Yes, sir.
What's it called?
Hear... Come on. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I hope you don't hurt yours, because I think, man, you're going to get it on Sunday. If you got time.
I think we might too. Plus, the fact you keep talking to me, I'm going to have to go ahead and shut you up.
Yeah, I want you to.
I ain't going to have no problem beating up on you old people this week. My daddy always told me, respect my elders, but I'm going to have to whoop you old people. See?
And I ain't going to have no problem beating up on Big Chief.
Hey, I think you will. But, you know.
Well, you know, I'm just on here listening. I guess Wickenburg going to be there, ready to go, so we'll
see. Yeah, that's right. I got to race 3-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the trailer.
Yeah.
You real confident, ain't you, John? You right off the trailer, huh?
Yep.
Right.
The horseman bad, man.
The horseman bad. I called y'all ponies the other day, but we gonna see how bad the horsemen are.
Your time comes real soon.
All right. Well, hey, mute your phone and sit back. Wait till you hear your victim, and then dive back in.
All right.
Next caller.
732-4557. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, Tricky Ricky, this is Big Raj, man. Just calling on behalf of the GRF, showing a little support. Letting everybody know we will be in the house, Buzz Creek, Sunday. Definitely making some noise.
Okay.
Okay, Roger, what's cracking back?
Huh?
What's cracking?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm ducking off in the closet, man. I'm hiding at work. I'm at work right now hiding. Just had to come in and show a little support and call in on your show. But we definitely will be in the house Sunday.
Okay. Can you give us a roundabout figure of how many GRF members going to be at Bud Free Sunday?
I'm saying anywhere between 15 to 20-ish.
15 to 20.
Yeah, we should have at least 15. Nothing under 15 cars on the premises, including those bad horsemen. Yeah, they come in with us.
Yeah, y'all really are coming to the stage here. Okay. But you know what? Why are you on the line and the horsemen and all the other players on the line? Is Mr. Marcus Jones, you on the line?
I'm here, Rick.
All right, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How everybody doing? I'm sitting here checking out everybody. Is BJ still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, BJ? Hey, John, how y'all doing?
Hey,
everybody. Dean, the horseman, man. Big George, Welfare Willie, man. You got the whole DMV on here, Rick.
That's the idea. So, Mr. Jones, can you tell us what's going on Sunday at MRR and what's the plan, what time frame, efficiency, and all that good stuff?
I got you covered. What we got going is the 5th annual Door Slammer National. It's a race that Larry Thompson put together back in 2008, and every year it's steadily grown. But this year they made a big change. John Torrey down at John's Racing Transmission, he wanted to include the grudge cars in because we've always ran the Pro Mod, Top Sportsman, Gambler's Race, Quick 8 Bikes. But John wanted us to change our schedule so that we can make sure that the grudge cars were part of it. So what we did is we went down with Royce Miller, Jason, Linda, and we looked at what we can do to make that whole day work for everybody. So we put together a schedule. The grudge cars are run with the no-time cars. If they have a locked-in race, they could come to me, Larry, you, Rick, or Roger. Roger put together a piece of paper called the grudge run. So what they could do is give us the paper and tell us about what time they want to run, and we'll accommodate them so that they can get their runoffs.
Okay. And you also mentioned to me that as far as doing the grudge run, that it would be too much to try to do each individual run individually. But if everybody, along with signing that paper, you would collectively run those grudge cars in the no time session and in groups. That way, everybody can get their run off and not just be sitting around or miss not getting a race off.
That's exactly right. And what happened, Rick? One of the big things, I want everybody to listen real good to this. We have set up the no time cars, which would be the grudge cars where the clocks are turned off. They will run at Maryland International Raceway in lane numbers 3 and 4. You hear me?
Okay.
The no time and all the grudge races, they're going to be going to lanes 3 and 4, so when they come around the corner, they'll be able to keep it moving.
Okay. All right.
And if they need a shakedown... Say it again.
I said, I hope all our racers out there are hearing that and paying attention to that.
Well, one thing we did.
And all grudge cars report to lane 3 and 4 Sunday.
When they call.
Yeah, okay, yeah, when they call.
Yeah. So what we'll do, Rick, one of the things I wanted to come on and explain so that we don't have people saying they didn't get the runs, don't show up at 12 expecting to run at 12:30, because I think we're going to have a nice car count. What I like to do is get you guys there. If you want, you get your run locked in, you guys get all your money set up, so when you come up to us to say you're ready to run and we call you, you can pull in and get it over with. Now, the runs like, what is it, Mike Hill, you, Rick, you guys, you already got time set. They've already called Larry and Roger and locked their times in the run. In which we don't have a problem with the other guys doing the same thing. We just think that if you come to us and bring it to one of us, and I just found out that Pro Stock Joe coming up, so a lot of guys know him, so they can take it to him too, and he'll bring it to us, and we'll relay it right away into the racetrack and the announcer so that he can announce that you guys will be going. Say if you come to me at 4 o'clock, I'm hoping to get you ready to go by 5 o'clock when the next no time session comes. You with me,
right? Yes, sir. Okay.
But the thing I want to do is make sure when we call these guys to come and run, they're not laid back or waiting or changing the race.
Right, right. Also, Maurice, better known as Endicott, is going to be in the house filming as well. Most people may like to use him over Pro Stock Joe as a DP person. Of course, he's going to be filming the race, but because he would be a neutral party, some may want to choose him or Pro Stock Joe as a DP man. That way, there won't be any type of communication. And once all the rules are laid down, if something doesn't go according to the rules, whether somebody can get their DP or however, basically just because they're outside party, neither person racing, it would be nobody from either side holding the money, so there won't be no discretion at all whatsoever with a mutual party.
Hey, Rick, also, I wanted to let everybody in the DMV know that we also have LBM, which is the official videographer for Custom Tees Racing. Dante up at LBM Videos will be there shooting both everything, the grudge cars. Him and I have talked in length about the way we're going to do this so that everybody, the way we got to figure it, should be able to get everybody in on the video. That way,
okay.
The thing of it is for people is to see their car. That's one of the things they dream to do is watch their car go down a video. So I truly appreciate LBM Videos. Like I said, that Dante, he does a heck of a job on them videos for us. But
yeah,
you
Dante
have a
game on the scene and made a very big name on himself, especially at the Grudge Awards banquet for one of the best videographers that's out there. So his team is bringing high up on the totem pole between Mr. Dolomite, Mr. BBC Live, Smack Talk TV, and Psycho Duncan, and a couple other people.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 170-2.
Hey.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 170-2.
I guess this happened on everybody's show. Joe's show went down early.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate to the guys, you know, we're there to please them because, like I said, John Toy, John's Racing Transmissions, He pretty much has made it clear that, you know, he definitely wants us to grow the grudge cars in the area, and Larry's adamant about doing it, along with the people that have always been there with us. So this will be a mutual joint effort to bring everybody in one place one day to race. So if you want me to continue, I will tell you also there was a conflict of interest on the test and tune fees. On the flyers, it showed $40 for the test and tune, and on the no-time cars, it showed $50. We went back because that was a mistake because Royce Weekly charges $30 for the test and tune and $40 for the no-time, so we adjusted back to that.
Okay.
So let me say
$30
again.
$30 for test and tune and $40 for no-time, Sunday.
Right, and the test and tune includes a free gambler's race for $1,000, which also every class, Pro Mod, Top Sportsman, Quick 8 Bike, and the gambler's race all have a championship belt, and I'm working on something big for the race we have for the grudge cars. I got something really nice going to go with them that Larry's working on with me.
Okay, now what time does all the festivities kick off Sunday?
All right, the gates open down there at 9 o'clock. So listen up good for me, fellas. from 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock is open session. You can run as many times as you want, okay? Then at 11 o'clock, we'll start. Listen good, fellas and ladies. At 11 o'clock, we start our first round qualifier for top sportsmen and the first round time trial for the gamblers race, and we follow that up until 12 o'clock with the test and tune, no time, and grudge cards. You hear me?
All right.
And then at noon, we bring the pro mods out. We run their first qualifying at noon. Then we follow them with the pro mod bikes. We follow them, the second qualifier, top sportsman, the second time trial, the gamblers race, right? And then we go back into the session where the test and tune, the no time, and the grudge cars could all run. All of that, test and tune, no time, and grudge cars are the same. He will call them up. He'll say, test and tune first. Those will be the cars that want to display their time. You hear me?
Okay.
The test and tune cars will show a time on the board. So, okay? The no time cars, any grudge cars should have NT written in your window. So no time is shown on the board. Okay, Rick?
Right.
And then what will happen, once the pro mods run and the pro mod bike, because we only, right now we got 14 pro mods and we got 8 of the quick 8 bikes. The top sportsmen, I think right now we got a list of 36 cars. So
okay.
That's from 12 o'clock and the pro mods come back on again at 2. So that you got
okay.
2-hour window, which we'll be able to run some of the test and tune and no-time grudge cars, okay?
All right.
Then at 2 o'clock, we run the pro mods again, the pro mod bike, top sportsman, the gamblers race start, and then it followed by the test and tune, okay?
Okay.
Then, here's the key. At 3:15, it'll be a gamblers race. It'll be a re-entry. But the exhibition, the grudge cars, will be able to do their shakedown run. The cars that are already booked. Well, we got, from what I understand from Larry, we got Mike Hill and Mario's Common Mustang running Short Dog.
Okay, so they're going to run early. Okay.
Well, they're going to make a shakedown.
Okay.
So any cars that say want to lock a race in around 3 o'clock, I got a spot that they can run in. It doesn't have to be a shakedown. It could actually be their grudge run. You with me?
All right.
But if they get with me ahead of time, I'll make sure that I put them in that slot. You with me?
All right. Well, I'll make sure I send some people to you. From my understanding, Mr. Chris Butler and Racing Jason supposed to run at 3 o'clock. They
okay.
Lock in 1-3. Well, all right, that all sounds good.
Yep, and then what happens, Rick, at 4 o'clock is the first round of pro mod, 5 o'clock is the second round of pro mod, and they're done at 6:30. From 6:30 to 8:30, you got all the lanes you want to run anybody you want, because at 8:30 he's going to put the chain across, and you if there's 200 cars in there at 8:30, all 200 of them get to run. Because the track closed at 9, but if there's 200 cars in, you and I know he ain't going to close at 9 o'clock, but he'll run out the lanes, okay?
Right, okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
Once again, I want to reiterate that the test and tune fee for that day is $30, and the no-time cars are $40.
Yeah.
And the spectator fee is $20 per person.
Okay, $20 per person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, I think that's everything that everybody needs to know. Again, do not wait around all day to get a run in and then say, I was dead, but I couldn't get no race, and the track closed, and we didn't get the race off.
Yeah.
Because you sat around and waited all day, which we know that's what some people do.
Hey, right Rick. Now.
Yes, sir.
I got an interesting, Larry just passed me over something here. The Rock is coming up, and the Sniper is coming in one of Mr. Dobbs' cars, I just understood from Larry. And then we got, check this out. Oh, we got Tricky Ricky, Chris Butler, J.C. Richardson, the Four Horsemen, the Wright Brothers. We got, what's this, Iron Mule? We got Big Raj from the GRF.
Virginia Slim.
We got some pretty nice cars coming up here for the show on the 27th. And I need to tell and say to everyone here that we truly, truly are blessed and appreciate all of you guys' support on this race. You know, there's a lot that goes into these races, and Larry works countless hours to put things together. And he actually remembered Royce, because a lot of people called him and me or emailed us about that August 4th race, and I want to let everybody know that he called Royce and went back down, and they moved the times from that August 4th race he has back at Buzz Creek, which had it going 8 to 12. He had Royce right. readjust it so that he can go from 7 to 1 in the morning.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of races will be going on that day.
Say it again.
Say a whole lot of racing going to get on that day.
Yeah, and one of the good things is Royce also was willing to change his quarter-mile race that day to eighth mile so he could finish it up to let us get on the track. And we also have lane assignments that day. We'll go over that at a later date down there for the grudge cars, because last year was a little confusing and it was a lot of chaos. But you don't get Larry Thompson at Custom Tees Racing the one time with confusion, and it don't happen again. So that's the reason why I wanted to come on the show today, so I could we'll run with in tune, but we need to make sure that you wait until he calls you. He'll call like Pest in Tune, which shows the time, and then he'll follow it up and say no time, which the cars go to lanes 3 and 4. And the no-time bikes go to lane 8.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, too, when they come in to buy a ticket at the gate, I've already begged the ladies up there to let the guys know when they come in and they say, well, we grudge car, no time, to tell them what lane they're running in today. I think that'll help a lot, don't you?
Yeah, that will. That'll cut some confusion down. Doesn't the or do you know that the track has a radio station that you can tune in from your
trailer? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's 89.4.
Okay.
And if you got a problem with the PA system somewhere, come and get me, Larry, or find Royce, and we can adjust the PA so it can go up and down. He can do it anywhere. He's got a wireless thing on his telephone. He can do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you getting on and giving us the rundown for Sunday. It's going to be a very exciting day. But
BJ,
sure
you coming
line.
Down? Hey, Rick, you want to see if they have any questions?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say let's go to the phone lines and see if anybody had any questions, but I was just thanking you for coming on and giving us the rundown on all that's going on Sunday and how everything is going to be run.
You're quite
so with
right,
that being
man.
Said,
we appreciate you.
Anytime. With that being said, Nick, can we take some calls? Hello, Nick. You lose, Mick? I think you the engineer might have dropped off there for a second.
What happened, Ricky?
Okay. I was saying we ready to go to the phone lines. Can you take the next caller?
Okay. Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You should tell the people to hit the one button and take yourself out, and if you want to ask the man a question, then hit it back again. That's the easiest way to do it.
Well, here at Grudge Inc., we don't have those problems that Dog and Pro Stock Joe have. So, you know, everybody can stay on and say what they want to say. But,
okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But they don't have that. They don't have that same issue.
All right.
I'm calling 804-1541. Your mic is open. going on, Rick?
Hey, what's happening?
This is Kenny with the Horseman.
Hey, what's going on, Kenny?
Just getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you in my backyard, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there. I also want to come on here. Gene, I guess, locked the race in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago with that Welfare Willie with my streetcar. It's going to be ready in about 3 more weeks, and we'll make the trip to Capitol. So we want to go on Big George's ass and meet his ass first. If he's there, we'll go on him too.
You said Big Joe. Who was the other person?
Me.
Oh, me. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We're going to make the trip to Capitol. I don't want to lock it in because I'm waiting on my axles to come in now. But once I get my axles in, I'm going to test it, and then we'll be at Capitol. We'll go to Capitol. We'll be on Thursday. I'll call in, so I'm going to be there, and we'll come up and race.
All right. Big George, you still there, Big George? Okay. Somebody.
Had a feeling about Big George.
Huh?
Had a feeling about Big George.
Okay, yeah. Somebody just texted me, said open his mic. I never closed. We never closed it. All right, well, I guess... have Big George to call back in. He said we lost him. Have him call back in, and we'll get him on with Gene. Welfare Willie's still here. I'm sure he heard what you said, and he'll be willing and waiting for you.
We would go to Capitol, but, you know, they didn't break the car 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We have it up there, but you know how that stuff goes.
Yeah, Gene came on and said something about it. Y'all was down for right now, so.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just hold your phone, Kenny. Put yourself on mute, and they come right back to you. They trying to get Big George on now.
Hi, Rick.
Okay. Next caller.
All right. 443-2042. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's going on, Rick?
What's happening?
What's happening? Hey, man, we're looking for some Fox suspension cars to run, fully dressed, all interior, all everything. We got anybody out there? We don't want no talk, no waiting on this and that. We just want to get shit down packed, make some money. We're running 9-inch slick, 3,400 pounds.
9-inch slick, 3,400 pounds.
You have all stock suspension cars. Ain't nothing done to it. I got the radio.
I'm calling you too. Hold on a minute. I'm gonna call you right back. I'm at the house. I'm on the other line on the radio.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Mark, mute your phone for me, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just stay online.
I want to know this is Hollywood. Call me out.
Who called you out?
I ain't worried about nobody calling me out. I ain't worried about Willie. I ain't worried about Big George. I ain't worried about the other boys. Y'all talk. Let's roll.
Okay, Hollywood. Hey, Welfare Willie, you still there?
Way I look at it, we got shakers and we got movers. And I ain't got time for shakers. We go MIR, we can go to Capitol. Don't make a difference.
Oh, man. Uh-oh, you might shut the show down now. Welfare Willie, you there?
No, Welfare Willie lying right now, unless his hand is up.
Okay, you see 202-7381?
Yeah, I see it.
Who's 202?
That's Big George.
202.
We ain't worried about George Steeler.
Huh? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, tell what did he call himself, man? Tell me, he ain't saying nothing to you, man. But back to Kenny Beecham, tell me that we would definitely accommodate him when he get his axles there, because I'm really looking forward to running him.
Yeah, George, we'll be ready. So look at the car, Fred. I'll come up, Cap. I'll let you know ahead of time. Let's get it on.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way to support Rick on the talk show. So whenever you want to line a race up, it's a privilege to run you, and I like to run you in the horses. I like to get at y'all one time.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, George.
Okay, okay. These other guys on the phone talking about this and that. One thing about me, I'm going to race. They clown. I race. What's all with the lose? Don't bother me.
Yeah, but the way we look at it, George, we ain't giving up nothing. We want head up. Stock suspension. Yeah. We don't need no race car. We want stock suspension.
Yeah, you know my back tour. My back tour weighs 30. It don't make a difference. I got cow tracks on my top.
You got cow tracks? What's that mean?
What's the cash?
Is it on lease spring?
Huh?
I
got
a
release spring
on lease spring. Yes, sir. Then we're in business then, my friend. You got four dress car now. This ain't gonna be no race car now, right? No mini tub, no tub. We're talking stock suspension. That means stock car, showroom floor with a motor transmission ready to roll.
Yeah, well that's what I got. Like I say, everything's car. I ain't got nothing moved in, nothing modified. I got a all steel car. Even my car is steel. I mean, I'm on 2.6 of it. And I'm going to be playing a Temptation. My girl.
Your
hey.
Little girl. What'd you say?
I said I'm going to be playing the Temptation. My girl. You got that?
We're pretty too then. That's why they call it Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's definitely going to go down. I'll be down at
We're looking for anybody who wants stock suspension, especially that so-called whatever that boy is with that black shit, that black damn Camaro.
Who is that?
That boy supposed to be running down that Capitol all the time. We're looking for him too.
Oh, you talking about
Camaro?
We're looking for who?
We're trying to stuff Welfare and Lily, but I know who they are, but that's the name they're going on either.
Yeah, he's up in my class. We want to run him. We want to take out the big dogs. We don't need these girls up in here. We need some big boys. We want to make a name.
Hey, Hollywood, let me ask you, are you nitrous powered or boost powered?
Well, nitrous power car. That's what we want, nitrous power car. Them turbo cars, come on, we can always call somebody with a turbo car or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
We're talking
right,
nitrous
okay.
Well, what kind of car you bringing, big bro?
We'll bring a Chevrolet, baby, Chevrolet. Chevrolet motor, Chevrolet car, Chevrolet transmission.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you can definitely be the problem. You can get the problem
with you see me, I'll pull up anywhere you want my windows on. My windows say Hollywood.
Okay, but we're going to accommodate you tomorrow at Capitol. Oh, we can do it now. We can lock in right now. Worried about. And like, I got one race ride up off the trailer. But I definitely, if my car hold together, I'll make a second pass.
Well, what do you mean? Your car going to break down in half or something?
I mean, it's all man-made. I can't predict my car going to hold up. I mean, I'm coming. I'm bringing it all at one time.
My shit's man-made, too. My shit's done right here in my backyard.
Okay, well,
look, we've been running up over Stallsbury for a little while now. You know what I mean? And that shit's getting old. We're kind of coming down, Come down south a little bit, down to Capitol or MIR. We're working our way down the circuit. You know what I mean? We're trying to make money and move on.
Oh, I tilt my hat to you. That's supposed to do. But right now,
we're street car with tag. My shit. I got drum brakes all the way around. That's how much street it is.
But you got what you can afford, and I got what I can afford. That's irrelevant. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, I can't afford a damn thing. You see my car, you laugh at me.
Okay, well, hey, man, I had the ugliest car, undefeated car all the time, so that's irrelevant.
Hold on. Who am I talking to, George?
Wait a minute. I'm going to laugh now, because I don't believe you got no race car with no damn drum brakes on it. You can miss me with that one.
Well, I tell you what. Let me tell you, I pull down there with drum brakes. I tell you what, let's put the props up right now, $500 to $1,000. Say I got drum brakes all the way around my car.
Yeah, one
thing is, we made a mistake. I ain't got no race car. I got a street car, and I drive it on the street, and I grudge race with it. And it's a big difference. My car ain't all framed up. My car ain't got this. My car ain't got a... You know, all that,
man,
all the goodies,
it,
all these race cars. I'm a straight-up street car.
Man,
I got Charlie Singles.
Listen,
when
man,
you look
I,
at my face, it's exactly the way it looked when it came off the factory floor.
No.
I tell you what, Hollywood, hold up. I tell you what, Hollywood, hold your phone. Just mute your phone. We're going to see if we can find you somebody else, somebody that you can lock in with either Sunday or next Friday, or if not tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, put your money on me.
Okay, it's not a problem.
George said something about Capitol. What's tomorrow, Friday? What's going on down Capitol Friday night?
Just after two.
Guess what, man? Y'all got action, man. I ran y'all before, and I will run y'all again. Trust
you ran
me,
who
I will,
before?
I ran y'all before, and I will run you again. Simple. Come on,
who
man.
Who you running
come
before, and who you running again? I ain't never run down Capitol, so who y'all running?
Okay. Whatever you got, if you got a stack car, you got a stack car. You want to come down to Capitol Mall, I got one race lined up. I'm sitting here telling you, face up. I ain't no $10,000,
$15,000
better, but
$500. I ain't trying to crowd you up or nothing. All right, but listen, we can set this race for any time you want. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, if I end up coming down Capitol tomorrow, I want to run somebody, and right now, I got to for sure run. I mean, that's a little bit of a race, a little bit of a trip for me. You know what I mean? I'm running 30 miles.
I don't like where you're running, so get out of Capitol Chamber and you got action. That's it. 500 to 1,000. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all you
got to
do, man.
All right, then, George. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come down there. I'll put you up on the PA system looking for you. How about that?
No, you got to be sure. I am the track. All you got to do is look straight to the sky and holler my name. I'll be there. Believe that.
All right, I believe it.
All right, then. That's conversation. Go to the next caller.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Then you used to have, like, old Molly Carlo or something?
Man, I had a whole lot of cars, man.
Now, you know what? I'm going to give you some props. I hear you're a straight-up guy, and you run no matter what. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look forward to looking for you tomorrow in case we get that running. How about that?
Well, that's the only thing I got, big brother. I do believe in racing, and I believe in my car. That's the biggest thing. Great God gave me this. This face
to
having my coffee, and whatever I do to it, I believe in it. I'm not
going to
never turn my back on
it. I hear a lot of straight-up things about you. All these characters out here want a little bit of a kick and a little bit of set out, and you know what I mean? I got a straight-up car, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's only
I believe in
that.
I believe in that old street race,
you know what I mean?
Hey, look, I don't want to cut you off, but we got to keep it going. Just Hollywood, if you can, stay with us. Just mute your phone so we don't hear your background noise, and we're gonna
get
Welfare Willie or somebody else on the line for you to get
now bring Welfare Willie. He might go back on welfare when I get done with him. Bring him too.
Okay, just mute your phone. We're gonna go to another call. Okay.
Right on. Hey, George, you're a good man. I talk to you, buddy.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, big brother.
Both of y'all stay on. Just mute your line. Okay, Nick, let's get another caller.
843-2754. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Ricky?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Just called to wish you and Kenny and the other guys, Dixie, the other guys, good luck on the race this weekend. Big Sexy will not be in the house this weekend. Tried real hard trying to find someone to lock in on a race, and, you know, I have a bunch of babies and out of news and all this other good stuff. So we would have a long haul from South Carolina, so therefore we're going to sit this one out. You know, so just wanted to wish you guys good luck for the race this weekend.
All right. Well, I thank you, sir. And I'm sorry that you couldn't get you a man.
I was trying to find him to come by. Yeah, definitely.
You said he's starting to become hard to come by?
Yeah, they're starting to be hard to come by, man. I'm saying it's real hard.
maybe I got to step back and do something with that little Mustang you were talking about. We got a guy on the phone now saying he got a top suspension car he's trying to do something with.
Yeah, I was listening to him, and the only deal is my homeboy's son's little car there, it don't have the insides in. You know what I'm saying? He wanted basically a full car like it came from Ford, but, you know, I don't want to try to get over on the man because it don't have no insides in it.
Hey, hold on. Hollywood, does that really make a difference to you, Hollywood?
Well, it all depends on what we're talking about. What are we talking about, Ford? We're talking about Mustang?
Yeah.
You talking about a 2,600-pound street car? That's what you
man,
Down south, we don't get those kids. Well, I'll give you a hint what it weighs. 27, 50 at the most to a 33-pound car. 3,500-pound car. 33-50, put it that way, to a 26-pound car. You're talking totally different lightweight. You know what I mean? Now, you want to stick somebody in the car with you the way as much as me? Let's roll. Let's rock and roll with it.
You said, do I want to stick somebody in the car?
Yeah, you look a little light. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You're going to put the interior in it. You show up there with a full-body car and full interior, you know, ain't going to be no question. When you're going to roll up with nothing in it and then tell me it's a street car, it's weighing about 2,700 pounds, come on, man. You put wings on that thing, you're flying. If you're flying.
Okay, well, no, Hollywood. The question was just asked, was that something that you would entertain? So, obviously, no, that's not something that
you
want to
entertain. Well, entertain is out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Rick, as much as me, as much as you've been around cars as much as I have, you know what I mean? You can smell and listen to a car tell you what you got in the car, you know what I mean? And sometimes weight don't matter, but you know what I mean? It all depends on what I see. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, any car can show up with everything, nitrous motor, and be as big as you want. If you're going to sit beside me same dressed up as I am. You know what I mean?
Okay, not a problem. We fully understand you. I was just raising the question, would that be something that you would entertain? So because that man don't sit the way you sit, that's no race. That's not a problem. So we can
I mean, you're lightweight, you know what I mean?
We can move on to the next person.
That's about the plainness. Real brothers don't worry about the weight or the size of the motor.
I want to see how I do against the suspensions, and then I'll go work my way around. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Say that again, Sean.
I think down south we do a different little style of racing because, therefore, a lot of times when a man wants to race, you know, like kind of like my race with Short Dog, you know, Short Dog's car was completely different from my car. You know, we had little tires, he had big tires. You know, we had the regular front end minus the drop spindles and stuff. He had a box tube front end. You know what I'm saying? But
what size car are you running on that car?
28.10.5.
We're running a 9-inch tire. You put a 9-inch slick on, let's talk.
Man, listen, bro. Listen, I'm not trying to reduce.
You put a 9-inch on that car, and let's ride. Let's ride.
I'm not trying to.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
And that
inch and a half is a big difference. Let me tell you that one.
Look here. Find somebody in your class to run because apparently I'm not in your class because you got too many fucking rules for me.
I ain't got no rules for you. You want to step aside and put the same size sign? Let's roll.
Find somebody in your class. Go class race, dude.
Nah, I just stepped down to your class.
And grow up.
You're doing lighter. Let's roll a tire on that car. Let's roll. Put the same size tire I got. Let's roll.
Grow up. Buy you some fucking DVDs and watch some real grudge racing on DVDs.
That's what I thought, brother. You know what I mean? We got shakers and we got movers, and I'm the mover. I just moved down to your level. Let's roll.
You're doing a bunch of talking. Put some tears on. Let's go head up.
That right? That's right. That's all right. Because when you see it, then you'd be like, God damn. And that's what I want you to say. God damn.
You ain't have to worry about that, bro.
Amen.
All right. Well, look. This conversation.
Run your car. Put a 9-inch slick on there. Let's rock and roll.
Look, cuz. You just running your dick suckers. That's all you doing.
That's all you doing because I just stepped down to your class and you ain't doing nothing.
You want me to buy a set of $600 slicks just for you? Are you fucking
You want me to put 10-5 on mine? You want me to put a 10-5 on mine?
Yeah.
I'll put a 10-5 on mine, I'll come up to you. And I'll stay good. Stock suspension, stock everything else, and everything fully dressed. With a 10-5, I'll stock 10-5 on mine. You want to do it?
I believe you're talking. I believe you just talking.
You think so? Let's set it up.
Yeah. Where you from?
Set it up. I just came here. That's what I thought. Shakers and movers, baby.
Where you from? I'm not coming to fucking Maryland this weekend. Where the fuck you from?
I'll come to Maryland. What you want to do? I'm right on the border. Delaware and Maryland. What you want to do?
Listen, dude, I said, where
I'll come
you from?
To you, brother. Where you at?
I'm in South Carolina.
Oh,
and I dare your fucking ass to step down here.
Right, you know what? You ain't worth it then. You know what? You ain't coming up here and I ain't going down there. So now what we talking?
Yeah, I thought not.
All right.
You want me to come down there? Why don't you come up here then?
Hey,
MIR, brother.
All right.
I've already been down the cut.
Hey, Hollywood, I don't want to cut you off, Hollywood, but you're going to make me cut you off. All
right.
I cut him off already, Ricky. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, for Hollywood, you got to be respectful of the show. Keep the host and you know, calm down. You get a little too high. And
excuse me, Rick, on my part, for real. Excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, I see he's getting under your skin, but it's the same stuff that you've been dealing with the whole time is one reason why you couldn't get no race.
Yeah.
Okay. I got some people calling. Okay. Mr. Cliff, hey, can you open 240-8594, please?
240-8594.
92, I'm sorry, 8592.
248-592. Mail me a second, Rick. You got a bunch of callers online.
Okay. Trying to keep the show entertaining, but some people just get a little out of hand. I think Hollywood got a little worse than Marcus the last time we had the show.
That 240-8592 number is no line, Ricky.
Okay. 8592, you said that's not on the line?
No, sir, it's not on the line.
All right, we'll take the next caller.
Okay. 301-3895, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Rick? This is Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
I see you got the saga As the World Turns with the turtles and the snails and the leading role with Big George and whoever he's talking to.
Well, you know, Big George is always going to be in the middle of everything, man. It's just, which is actually good. Got to have somebody in the middle of something.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Well, you better tell Big George you better stay away from my little buddy Meek because I think I'm going to put Meek back in the driver's seat of one of these F-18s I got down here.
Hey, but can you shed some light? What exactly happened to Meek last week?
I wasn't there, but I seen his new car at Colonial Beach, and I can't say too much about it, but I don't know. I got some stuff going on. I'm getting a house, but I'm thinking about letting him get one of my cars again like I used to a couple years ago.
Okay, okay.
And you're going to watch. As soon as he gets in, a Big George is going to run for the bushes.
Really? Well, you know, it's been some questions asked where you been hiding at. For those who don't know.
I don't hide too much. I've been out. I'm going visiting, but like I said, I'm getting a house. I had a couple family issues going on, but I got a Camaro I'm coming out with. I like to race Chris Butler head up motor for motor. And I got the black Mustang just about done. All I got to do is do some general maintenance to it. And I'm ready to bring that one back out too.
Okay, okay. Well, if you can, man, you know, stay with us and just mute your phone.
10-4, I just want to call in. You know, you've texted me a couple times. I just want to show you I'm here. I'm supporting you. Even though you don't hear me all the time, I'm here for you.
All right. Well, I got to hear from you. I got to hear from all the important people out here.
10-4. All right, I'll mute my phone. I'm going to get on up out of here. I know Big George will probably get on here and talk some trash about me, but I'll be listening.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Next call is Mike.
804-7584, your mic is open. 804-7584, your mic is open.
Rick, it is one of the horsemen.
Sam, another one of y'all?
You man, we're worldwide. Y'all gonna see this when we come to Maryland on Sunday. Everybody gonna wanna come get an application.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to even have T-shirts at the back of the trailer. If the boys can get the ass beat, want one, they can get one for free. Everybody else got to pay.
Okay. Okay.
That even goes to you, Tricky. I got a shirt just for you.
Hey, that's good. I like taking stuff from all of my opponents.
I got one made just for you. We're going to have a good time come Sunday. We're going to cook some food, so if you get hungry, come on over the trailer.
I will. I don't think I'm going to eat much. Wait a minute. Hold on. You're supposed to be cooking me a steak, right?
I told you. Hey, just because we like to race, just because we can whoop your ass, don't mean we don't like you. We're going to still feed you.
No. The agreement was when you lose, you're going to fix me a steak.
I'm going to fix you a steak either way.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Hey, Rick, we got your stick. We got your stick.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on there. Hey, Mick, did you see this number? 240-676753.
Okay. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
Is this your phone, Steve?
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Yeah, now, whoever has the phone, take it off the speakerphone. It's echoing too bad.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Put Jeff back.
Yes, he ain't ready right now.
But tell him don't be running his mouth there. We just saw him a slow tail. He get up on that hill tomorrow.
He said, he said something about me,
George. Hey, George.
Tell him, wait for me. Well, we're going to find out who the king is. Yeah, tell him be there to
George. George. Don't get too loose with the lips, because I got this red motherfucker down here ready to scar your ass up.
Well, bring it on the hill tomorrow. This ain't George. They're bringing on the hill tomorrow. That's all you got to do. There ain't no more talking. Jeffro. Fuck you
yeah.
think this? I mean, excuse me, Rick, but what do you think this is, man? If you jumping on
this?
Me, won't you come on up there and take care of us then? How about that?
Who are you?
Don't worry about who I am, Jeffro. George, right-hand man. That's
who
I
am. Who are you? You hiding in the bushes? You go.
Won't you come off the bushes?
I tell you what. I don't care who you are. Take lights off. I'll run your motor to promote tomorrow. I'll bring my car
here
and I'll make
it. Hey, look, there you go. We grudge racing, okay? Bring your car. That's all you got to do. Say no more.
I don't know where they get that from anyway. Side,
I ain't got no lights on the car.
Well, we don't worry about what you got on. We don't got nitrous either. Then how about we don't know what's holding the car?
Hello.
Well, if you ain't, I'll run you here.
No. Listen here, man.
We got
a car that we will race you with since you got a red car sitting down in the bushes or your countryman.
I know this. Man, you ain't even got a car, man. Oh, Lord.
All right, well, you entertain this whole fast. We got the champ on the line waiting to speak.
Hey, Rick, you can't let anybody get on your show, Rick. You cannot let anybody, especially somebody say they got a car that all of a sudden he said he's not coming. Got a fake license off and all that. That's why we said you got clowns on there. Jeffro, if you want to bring your car to tomorrow, you got action.
Tell him to go get Grant and make some moonshine.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Just miss your phone.
Jeff, I told you Jeff wasn't ready, so it wasn't even fair for you to jump on him and beat up on him like that
anyway.
Tell him to bring it, Kyle. Tell him to bring it.
Man,
he's
going to be called in.
Hey, Rick,
if they agree to run on motor,
I'll come up there tomorrow and I'll run them.
Man, we got a grudge race. Man, nobody's disabled.
We'll run them on motor.
Okay, so now you got the race. You gonna run on motor? What you gonna do, Jeff?
I'm gonna load this car up tomorrow. Where? At Capitol on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'll be at.
Let me come up. You load it up.
You run on the motor. I'll make it. I'll load it up and I'll bring it up there. Ain't nothing but gas.
Man, stop selling, fool. Just get up there.
Yeah. Take them thongs off. Is that a locked in race? He coming motor for motor tomorrow.
Yeah, he got
it. They wanna lock it in. I'll lock it in.
After
you bump
me,
listen,
you got
action. Listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll make it benefit to your wife. If we don't run you or you don't run me, let's lose 100. Deal?
100? Oh,
man. I said lose 100 if one.
Hold on. If it's like that, then we're going to do what we do. We can run a 500. We can lock that in now. Since
oh,
you
my
have,
God.
How about that? Dude, what are we giving you your race? Come on, man.
I'll waste $100 in gas just driving the dually up there.
If you don't race...
Hold up, George.
Hold up, George. He don't want to race. Go ahead, cut him off. He don't want to race.
I'm gonna end up cutting both of y'all off because neither one of y'all listening. He said he would run you for 500 motor for motor. Is that a race that you would take?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna bring our car.
They're bringing a car, man. We're running for 300 or 300 motor.
Look, I tell you what, y'all can just settle that off the air on y'all phone. This gonna take up too much time.
I'll give you a next
call. Bye. Hey, Nick, can you call 301-4376?
What was the number, Richard?
301-4376.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right. 301-4376, your mic is open.
Gunny Picks, if you don't know my goddamn number, I'm going to bust you in your ass next time I see you.
Wait a minute, Matt. That's not Gunny. Gunny been MIA for the longest.
Oh, well, then I can't blame you. Well, then I'm going to slap Gunny Picks anyways.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a Gunny Picks imposter.
Not at all.
Okay, my
fault. What's going on, Mr. DC Sniper?
I just want to say that I think your show is going great, Rick. I'm glad to see Maryland and Virginia finally engaging and trying to race. I knew we could do it in this area, and I'm glad to see it. I am excited to see it, and I can't wait till Sunday. I'm on my way to North Carolina right now, and I'm racing in North Carolina next 2 days, and then I'm going to drive straight through to get back to here to Sunday, and we're going to come in with a little sneak attack. The sniper's coming in with a little sneak attack on some people on Sunday. We will be here with a car, so we're pretty excited about it. We're going to drive straight through to do it. And I can't wait to Sunday, and I hope everybody gets these races off. And remember, you're representing your area this time. Everybody that's got races that they're supposed to do, try your best to do them.
Okay. So you will be in the house with both cars? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to be in the house with a car. For sure. I don't know about two cars, but I'm definitely going to be in with one minimum.
Okay.
And we're going to be trying to make some action. So.
Okay. Well, Mr. Moss Jones got on and said that the Rock is coming up. Is that something that you engage in?
Oh, well, I did. I tried to talk Rock into coming up here, and he told me that he thought he was going to do it. So, as it looks, he is. I think he's stopping off. He may be stopping off in Outer Banks first. On Saturday, I don't know, but, you know, me and Rock are all right, but I sure will tear his ass up if he gets in the other lane. So we're excited to see if this short dog and Mario race goes off, and we plan on trying to claim the winner of that race, whoever it is. So that's our intent. But we don't want to mess their race up, so we're going to keep our mouths shut because they need their time to shine. So we're going to step back and let them race. And but we're going to be lurking. If somebody fumbles the ball, we're going to try to pick it up.
I hear you. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the house. And can't ask for no better than that.
I got to defend my home court. I can't let nobody come from out of town and try to take over our house. So, you know, I got to stand up for our house. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there and engaging and racing and be able to bet on the side on everybody. Kenny Bockham, he came down to Darlington, looked good down there, man. I that was a good race he was involved in. And even though he lost, I tell you, it was a good race.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think if they do it again, he might win. Because I don't think he left first on that race. But I was glad to see some of the guys from Virginia coming down and engaging down south. And I can't wait till our area is just as strong as they are.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're getting some involvement from the area myself. You know, people commenting and saying that, you know, I'm doing this and doing that. And, you know, I don't personally look at it as I'm really doing anything. It's just I'm looking at it as me trying to help uplift the Maryland area, or the DMV in a whole, not just Maryland, but the DMV as a whole, and get racing back to what it used to be.
Well, that's what I try to do too. We go down south and we tell everybody about people up here do race, you know. And I've tried to throw a couple races and help other people throw some races to get racing going. And I have a little involvement in what was going on and trying to throw together for that Wednesday night deal War on Wheels deal to throw some free money out there for grudge racing type guys. So, you know, it was kind of my suggestion to Royce about doing that, and that sounds like it's going to go pretty good. And I did all that just to try to help grow grudge racing in this area. And I mean, we've always had good grudge racing and street racing going on, but it just is kind of unorganized. And
right.
I'm hoping there's so many cars out here that can be racing, and it just seems like they don't. And I think this just needs a little kick to get it going. I think this is the type of thing, Larry T throwing this race. Anybody local to throw something, I like to try to support it any way possible, you know. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to try to support it.
Well, Mario said he would come on. And, well, we're going to try to get Mario on. Maybe y'all can have some words and see if y'all can come to some kind of agreement as to actually Mario and Short Dog. Maybe
them two are locked in. I'd rather let them, you know, sometimes you got people that the show is you know, tied around. Sometimes you need to let them do what they're doing. So
right.
I don't want to step on their toes of their race, and I want to make sure that race gets off and not be any hindrance into it. So
okay.
We will be there, and we will be looking to engage. And that's the best I'm going to go for that. I'm going to let them get their deal off. So.
All right. Well, I fully understand. I wish I could get in contact with Rock and see what's going on with him. But did they say he's going to be in the house? That should be
He told me yesterday that he was planning on coming, and I pumped him up and told him how good of a track it is. And you know, and if there's anything he needed that I could do on this end to help him, I would, and it sounds like he's going to. He was trying to make sure he had enough people that could come with him. I wouldn't say it's 100%, but I'd say it's 80% sure he's coming too. So he enjoyed himself when he came to Dinwiddie a couple of years ago, and he had some car problems. But, yeah, I think he's got his car straightened out now, so he's going to be looking to do some action. So I think we're going to have a good day someday. I think there's going to be pro mod racing going on. That's going to be exciting to watch. And then you got 100 of us local Maryland, Virginia guys looking to grudge race. Out of all those 100, I think we'll see at least 10 or 12 good races get off. And that's about all you could ask for in a day.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, I know at least two of them, and I'm in. That's going to be some hellfire battling right there. So,
man, you're going to lose
I know
all.
Damn. Your face
you
old,
man.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, he old and slow. Nah, that's John.
Huh.
He old and slow. He don't know no better. But,
yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, I mean, if you want to stay on, stay with us.
Yeah, I'm going to mute my phone, man, and I'll try to get on this thing every Thursday if I can. Yeah, I've been backing off the other shows, but I'm going to try to support the local area. And, you know, gotta remember where you come from. See you all Sunday.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Later, guys. Yep.
Okay, Mick, we got another caller. Mick? Mick, you on a coffee break?
732-4557. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tricky Rick, it was just me. I had another minute. I just chimed back in. I ain't doing nothing sitting here still listening.
Oh, you still listening? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else that you want to bring to our attention?
No, I'm just listening to this thing grow, man. Like I said, I'm happy that, you know, this big grudge game is coming to local, you know, so even some of the little guys can come and do some grudge racing without having to travel all across the world to do it. So I'm just happy about what's going on. Hopefully it'll grow bigger and it'll be something that happens more often. So right now everything is looking real good.
All right. Hey, just to pass the word on, Duggan said he coming to bust your ass real soon. So I just had to pass that word on.
Who's that?
Duggan. That message was for Jeff.
Who are you talking to, Trigger Ring?
No, I'm passing a message on to a guy named Jeff.
Oh, okay.
No, that wasn't for you. Jeff with the Mustang. The guy Juggin with the RX-7 said he's coming for you soon. Okay, Mick, can we get another call in?
All right. 301-4687. Your mic is open.
Be short, dog, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, there we go. What's up, short dog?
Ain't too much, ain't too much. Getting ready for Sunday.
You ready for Sunday?
Yes, indeed.
I tried to get your opponent on, but they said he's not answering. I did talk to him earlier, but he said he was at the track, so I don't know if they testing or what they doing, but
yeah, he ain't gonna answer after Sunday neither. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Now you had someone that called you out yesterday on the DRF conference call, Mr. Gene Stevens. Are you still with us, Gene?
Nah, I think we lost Gene.
Gene better not say nothing. He better not. But me and Gene, we friends. He know I'm not gonna run my other car Sunday. It's hard to concentrate on one, and I can barely get one to the track. But
hey, now I'm gonna tell you firsthand. I did that for anybody who doesn't know. Trying to work on and run two cars in the same day by yourself, or with limited team help, and that's a hard task. You can pull it off when you're at the track, but man, for at least 2 to 3 days, man, you extremely wore out.
Man, it's so rough right now. It's hard to get two cars to the track. You ain't got to work on. Can't afford to work on two. I'm looking at one, but I'm working on one. But people say I won't be in there. That's hometown. I will guarantee you, I will be there, and that race will happen. And that somebody break.
Okay.
But that race will happen.
Do y'all have a set time as to when y'all gonna run?
Yeah, 9:00. 9:00.
Oh, 9:00.
Okay. But if we both feel froggy, it could happen before 9:00. I don't really like waiting that late.
Right.
So, but I will be in the house, and I'll be looking to run him, and Rock better not come up here. He better not.
Oh, man, I don't have Rock number to call him, man. But
if I find any extra money, I'm going to have to do him on a shakedown.
Oh, man. Sound like you talking about, as Joe called it, doing some unspeakable shit to somebody.
No, me and Rock, we good friends, too, but he definitely want to do it, and I definitely want to do it with him, too. So, man, like I said, things go right. But after Mario, I'm running Rock.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Would this just be an out-of-town only go-get-em race event for you, or would you be entertaining anybody else? Because Sniper was just on here saying he's trying to do something, too.
Who?
Sniper.
Mike who?
No, Sniper. Sniper.
Well, right now, I mean, like I said, I'm looking for Rock. Me and Rock got a thing going on, just like me and Mario. Me and Sniper.
Okay, so you got your eyes set.
So, like I said, when Sniper get ready, we'll do what we got to do, like always.
Okay.
So nothing didn't change with me and Sniper yet. But I'm not looking to run Sniper the weekend. I'm looking to see Rock and Mario. That's what I'm trying to do this weekend. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm concentrating on. But anything can happen after them. Anything can happen after them now. But I'm not going to go try to go head-to-head with him at our home turf.
Why? Well, that's why I was asking. You know, some people may want to know that.
I don't think we really trying to do that. If that was a situation, we would have been doing or talking about
why?
It. But it's happening, but we're not looking for that. I'm not anyway.
Okay. Well, sure, dog. I appreciate you coming on and speaking your piece. If you want to stay with us, we got limited time left, and we got about 4 or 5 more people on the line.
I'm gonna mute my phone. I'm still working. I'm working on my car.
Okay.
Hey, Trigger Rickett.
Yes, sir.
Hey, they're closing the staging lanes at 8:30, right? Don't you have a 9:00 shoot?
Yeah. You got to get in the lane by 8:30. He said all cars that's in the lane
right.
will be run out.
Right, got
you. Don't worry, I'm going to fuck y'all up. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, next call to Mick.
All right, 202-0288, your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
This is Big Kenny.
What's up, kid?
What's up? I'm just letting you know I'm online. You listen up.
All right, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I didn't hear them come on and say nothing, so, you know, I'm just letting you know I'm on here.
Okay. All right, well, just stay with us and just mute your phone and continue listening in. And I appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right,
next call.
301-4879, your mic is open.
301-4879,
your mic is open.
Hey, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is French Montana on Facebook.
What's happening, French?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm just calling this, you know. Wish y'all luck on this race coming up Sunday. We'll be in the house spectating, and if things go right, hopefully we'll be down. Other than that, man, just concentrating on this weekend.
I hear that. Now online, now you put predictions for the race events that's going on. Care to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, y'all. I think you got confused. I was talking about Ricky Fox. You know?
Not just that one. I'm just talking about all the racing that's going on.
Oh, you talking about the race that I would like to see? Hello? Yeah, the ones I was talking about, like the races I would like to see, like Big Low versus you. I think that would be a good match, in my opinion. Hank Sabu, all of them. I think that would be a good match. It wasn't nothing started. It was just my opinion on race that I like to see.
Oh, okay. I don't know what Ricky has going on there, everybody.
Yeah, I can't really hear. I'm still on, right?
Yeah, you're still on.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm back on.
All right, sorry about that.
No, you all right?
Yeah, I did get a little... That one comment that you made, not knowing that you were talking about Ricky Fox, but like I said, I did talk to him up 75 and 80 last week when they had that Outlaw Drag Radio race up there, and he said that he'll be about another month on his grudge car, and he'll be out, he'll be looking for action. He's aware of this talk show, but I guess he doesn't want to get on until he gets his car together and ready for action.
Yeah. I ain't mean to, you know, confuse y'all up or anything. I just thought about it after I talked. I was like, dang, it is two of them. But, yeah, I was talking about Fox. That's a cool dude there.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, but what a lot of people don't know is he'll run you in the black car, too. Not you, per se. I'm just saying in general. He'll run people in the black car, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. But the only problem with that is a lot of people that's doing the grudge, you know, they saying that they don't want to run a car at a short time. Me personally, I don't particularly agree with that.
Right. I mean, if it's grudge racing, it's grudge racing.
Well,
yeah, I understand where y'all coming
from. The general consensus behind it is if you run a car with a time on it, then that gives somebody a roundabout estimate of what you run.
Right.
What I feel in this race game is everybody that's really into it kind of know what another car runs or just about what somebody's car runs.
Right.
Or you got somebody in your camp that's leaking your information, so somebody's going to find out what you run.
Right.
So I'm gonna use myself for example. As I said, I class race and I try to do a little bit of grudge racing. Most of the
right.
people that come at me and say they want to grudge race me is because they see the time that I done put up, so they feel as though they can beat me.
Right.
So if you want to do that, then okay, fine. I don't have no problem with that. I mean, I'm doing it this weekend. I'm class racing Saturday and grudge racing Sunday.
Right.
So I don't feel as though a time
should stop me from racing, but, you know, different people got different ways they like to operate, and if grudge racing is solely all you do and that's how you're making your money, okay, cool, and I respect what you do. But for some, I don't see why I should stop you. That's just
Thank
my
you. I mean, believe it or not, I'm only 18, but I know little things, you know what I'm saying? I ain't dumb either. Class racing and grudge racing is different in some extent, but in all honesty, it's kind of the same. You know what I mean? If I know your car runs blah, 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 it's a reason, like you said, it's the reason why I know you. You know, it's the reason why I'm running you.
Right.
It's like that guy who called in, he said he had 9-inch tires and he's looking for somebody to run 9-inch tires. Obviously, he's trying to find a match that's close. It's similar,
right,
like knowing his time, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I think a lot of that stuff, man, is excuses, man. If you really want to run somebody, you shouldn't have to. If you come to somebody and you want to run them and you ask them to take something off, that's not who you should be running.
Exactly.
You feel me? If I come to you and I'm telling you, oh, let's get it in, take your balls off, I'm begging already. I'm begging and I ain't even get in the car yet.
Exactly. So,
you feel me? If
the
moral
of the story is to pick your lane and stay in it.
Thank you. And like my grandfather used to say, y'all probably know him, Sonny Gray. Like he said, one's scared and the other one's glad of it.
For sure, all the time. Hey, friends, but look, if you don't mind, hold your phone, man. We got a few more minutes. I think we got a couple more callers. And, okay. We're gonna take these couple callers and keep the show moving, all right? Just mute your phone for us.
No problem. I'll have a good one.
No, don't go nowhere. Just mute your phone.
Okay.
All right. 202-3960. Your mic is open.
202. Huh?
You mute your phone down there.
Hello? What's that number one more time, Mick?
202-3960.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I just wanted to speak up and just say hopefully soon, Rick, you know who you speak to, that hopefully soon you will bring your two races so you can cut that hair off, because I'm tired of seeing it, and I'm glad you show. I'm just proud of you and everything that's going on, and I don't have really much to say, but I just be glad when you win your two races so you can cut that hair off.
For the racing world, this is my lady, but she got it kind of twisted. I said once I went to event, I would cut my hair off. She's been out to me about cutting my hair, and I told her once I won two events, which I meant class races, that I would cut it. But if the weekend go well, I beat Kenny and JC and do well in the class races, I'm supposed to cut my hair off. I'm gonna go ahead and cut it off.
So you're going to be wearing that hair for a long time.
I'm going to have it for
Hello.
A long time.
For too right. long for me.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and all the support that you give me and dealing with my hobby.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Stay with us. And hey,
Rick.
Just use your phone.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick, you got this cap? You know I'm bald here.
You bald here. Bald.
I sleep next to him every night.
Be careful, because you bald here. Oh, now you're going on me. Well, I tell you what. Remember, I'm a bald. I do carry a straight razor.
Thank you. That's one thing. I don't understand, but it's okay.
I'm just joking.
All right, next caller.
Mr. Phone, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Rick.
What's happening? Hey, man, this is Mark, man. I don't know how I got on. I was just listening. What's going on?
They put you in the queue for some reason, Lamar.
Hey, what's good? I'll be in the place to be Sunday, man. Try to do my thing. Tempo?
you got a man in your sight?
Not really, but it's a possibility. I was supposed to do this on Ronald, but I heard he was broke.
Yeah, I got that news once I got to the track Friday. I was asking if y'all showed up, and somebody told me that he threw a rock.
Well, that's why I didn't come, because I knew he blew a rock. He just wanted to be on the show, right?
Ah.
So that's what all that was about. So that's why we didn't bring the car.
So as Hollywood said, he was a shaker. He wasn't moving.
You say what?
The guy Hollywood that was on early said we got takers and we got movers in the grudge game.
Hey,
so if Father Louis was broke, he was the same.
Exactly. So that's why we didn't bring the car, because I already knew he was broke. Well, I just went around with his game. Now, if he'd have bought the car, you know, we only 10 minutes from the track. We'd have bought the car down there. It would have been no problem. My brother-in-law, he's supposed to burn that Mustang, so he might get his eyes on somebody, so I might be sitting in that this weekend too, right?
Okay.
Weren't you in a small block, old time, do something? Yeah, but he locked in with Wicked Bird, and I think he's going to have his play for, so he might be good. But he can get something too, though, if he won't get it.
Uh-oh.
Is Pete driving this weekend? That's what I want, Pete.
John?
What's up?
Is Pete going to drive this weekend?
Who is this?
This is Lamar.
Oh. Well, he can drive for you.
What'd you say?
He can drive for you.
Well, they all feeling wicked, bro. I'm going to call my man over when I get off the phone. He got the most on that. I'm going to do something with Pete.
Okay. You can try to do something with Pete.
Well, I'm going to try to do something with Pete.
In other words, John's saying he's not going to drive his car. That's what he's saying. I thought I'd do it, Rick. I don't care who drives the car. I thought that. He just makes sure you can get the car. How about that? That ain't no problem. I'm a big car sportsman, too, so if you want to come over to that class, you can come over there, too.
Nah, I don't know that. I ain't doing that. Why you won't go to car sports, John? That's all it is. It's my car, right? I mean, but you don't have a thing about putting up a time, do you?
Yeah, I sure do.
You already put up a time.
I put up a time. You're right.
But if that's all that time you got down, you is in the way. You know that?
Say again?
I said, if that's all the time that you can put up, you is in the way.
You might as well bring
your house slippers and a recliner with you when you come to the track Sunday.
Hey, we got what, 3 more days?
Man, it's burning me up.
I hope we can barely do this, get this thing over with about 12 o'clock. By 12, 1 o'clock at the latest. If I see a couple more heads, I'm going to try.
Well, I hope y'all get it off myself. All this been a long time coming, and it would be good. It would be good to even get him to run somebody. But okay. Hold up, guys. I got a text. The Wells guy on the phone. Is Carlos Wells or Toy Wells on the line? Press the 1 button for me. Okay, Mick, we got 2 more callers. Okay, go to the phone line, Mick.
Do you know the numbers? I have 4 callers here with their hands up right now.
Oh, yeah, just go ahead to the phone.
Okay. 804-3956, your mic is open.
What's up, my brother from another mother?
What's up, Mr. MD from VA?
How you be, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm itching at the bit to
get to the track this weekend, man. The car looking real nasty. Car looking real nasty.
Just sitting back on the show a little bit. Yeah, well, you know the call out I made 2 weeks ago, I never got a response on that one. And I was trying to see was he on the line tonight. See if he grew a set of balls yet. But you know, if not, that's cool too. I was seeing was these Wells, Carlos or whoever Wells got a 6'9" Firebird. But see, they want to engage Sunday.
Okay, let's go to the line, MD, and we're gonna see if he's there. Go ahead, Mick. Take these last couple callers.
All right.
Hello?
Yes. Give me a second.
Okay. Sounds like my phone cut off.
I'm having issues over there.
Again, while everybody on the line and he waiting to do that, I appreciate everybody calling in and supporting the show. Without you guys, the show wouldn't be possible. And I appreciate Jay Barnes, Mick Gunner Picks, and the whole Grudge Inc. Corporation for giving us this opportunity to have this for our area.
All right, I'm ready, Ricky.
Okay.
443-7024, your mic is open.
Hey.
Yeah,
where are you, Rick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not too much. The show getting ready to round up.
That's right. Hey, I was falling asleep listening to all them guys talk.
Huh?
Crying about stay in your lane and this and all this and that.
Yeah, well, Hollywood got a little too hype for us. I don't even know if he's still on the line, but he wanted to run another full-dress car.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty bad when you got big tire cars trying to run little tire cars.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I understand about staying in your lane and all, but it's pretty sad when you got that going on. You can't very well, you know, you got to ask for something. You got to do something.
That's true.
But
look, I'm gonna try. Huh?
I said a big turd or the little turd wants to do something. I'm willing and ready.
Would that be Big George you referring to?
Big George, little Kevin, big turd, little turd.
Okay. All right. Well, they say they're gonna be there tomorrow, so I guess you just come on up and make something happen.
All right, I guess I'll come on up there and try to make something happen, but I doubt it. And I'd like to get something for showing up, a pizza or something. You think you can give me a pizza?
A slice of pizza?
Yeah, if I come up there, can I get a pizza?
Do you want a slice of pizza or a full pizza?
I want a whole pizza.
Yeah, you got a whole pizza. But you got to race, though.
That's what I'm
going to
get. I'm going to come up there. If I don't get a race, I want at least a pizza.
I'm trying to change your name. It's been rejected by automated approval system.
All right. Well, let me get these last couple callers, Willie, and we're going to see you up there tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Well, I want a pizza.
Okay, Mick, go ahead. I got Pro Stock said he's on.
718-613-LOCK is open.
Hey, what's up, Tricky Ricky? I apologize, dude. I was in the middle of something, and what's good, Doctor?
Not too much, Joe. I wanted you to let the Maryland and Virginia race world know that you was going to be in the house. I got word saying that you was coming. You may mention on your show Tuesday that some gentlemen called you and locked in the race.
General
Scott. Yourself and Indicut will be in the house, and if willing, will possibly be DP people for any potential races that might go on.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So Mississippi Joe say Mississippi stand up. Well, I'm gonna ask the Maryland boys, the racers to stand up. Now I have been known to accuse you guys, based on experience that I had, one experience, which may not be fair on my part, accusing y'all of being some fake ass racists. So I haven't made that statement yet, but we're gonna go up there this weekend and we're gonna see what's happening. I heard you got a couple of races locked in. Racing Jason from New York got it locked in with Chris Butler down there. And he's from the Maryland area, so I know him and the Takedown Racing team. I know they will get it in. So I'm definitely want to see you get it in. But Smack Talk TV will be there. We'll be interviewing all the folks, and we'll definitely looking forward to having a good time. So we'll see you guys on Sunday.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in and putting that word out and letting the DMV know that you're going to be in the house with Smack Talk TV.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We'll have a few episodes, so I can bring some with me. If you you go on ngra.net or hit me up, let me know which episode, see what episodes we have and which ones you want. I'll bring those for anybody that wants. If you want to order a customized episode, it's all good one way or the other. Sorry about the shameless plug, but, you know, guys always ask me for DVDs, you know, episodes of the show. When I get there, they say, you got anything? I said, no, I don't, you know, but if you want something, let me know and I'll bring it. But if somebody asks me for anything, you know, it's extra stuff for me to carry. And so that's how I work with it.
Hey, ProStar, could you give us a rundown real quick, who you are, where you come from? Some people out here in Maryland don't know who ProStar Joe is or what the NGRA is.
Okay, good enough. Well, ProStar Joe, I'm the one of the members of the NGRA, the National Grudge Race Association. I'm originally from New York City, Brooklyn to be exact, you know. Came down here to the South now. I'm out of North Carolina now. If you guys remember the Predator Corvette up there, Ed Burnley used to have, and I bought that off of him and came down here and tried to race it. Fortunately, I crashed it, but I'm looking forward to putting something new together again. But, yeah, the NGRA, we get together. We got 10 groups that, you know, the Old Jacks. DC Sniper from Maryland, he's a member. Short Dog from Virginia, he's a member. Sniper and Tim Booth and Sterling from the Old Jacks. Chop Top Racing, Rock, the Bounty Hunter, Purple Rain, Dobbs Racing, they're part of the NGRA. Muscle Mac and Melvin from New Jersey, they're part of the NGRA. So, you know, we all got together and, you know, we get together. We make sure that when we have a show, we wanted to make sure that all the major players was in one place so we can get it in. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's one thing, you go to a show, you got two or three guys over here and two or three guys over there. We wanted to make sure that we have what we call a mega fest when we do our races. We came up there last year, and although we didn't come up there full force because it was Labor Day weekend, a couple of teams took off because, you know, long-standing tradition of bike week. But yeah, that's what it is, NGRA, trying to make sure that we have big grudge fests when we go out there. We have what we call mega fest. Lots of races, all the players in one place so we can race. Our next event is June 16th, Mega Fest 10 at Darlington Raceway in the great state of South Carolina. Hope to see some of you guys there representing the DMV.
Yeah, I was personally trying to come. I didn't think I had a chance in the back half shootout, but the people called me that now they want me to come to Englishtown for an event up there. But even though feeling though I didn't have a chance in the back half shootout, I was going to come and show my face and see what I could do anyway.
Well, listen here, man. See, here's the thing is, right, what we're doing is I believe you got a 10-5. And again, the signature race of that event is the baddest back half in the world contest. And you guys got a guy up there named Michael Martin who says he's the baddest nicest back half in the world. We got a guy down here named Tony Bynes lays claim to that thing. We got a guy down here named Little Mo has something to say about that conversation. He's the first guy that I ever heard claim to be baddest back half in the world. He got the conversation started. But we got some new guys now. Little Darryl from Motion from Louisiana. We got Two-Faced Joker from Texas. Those guys are in it.
and a couple more guys. So we got a whole bunch of guys that are going to J.C. Richardson. He's got a back half car as well. That's C1. But we got two kinds of cars. Big Sexy's going to be in it. We got guys with the 10.5 tires, like the 33 10.5, and we got guys with the big tires. So hopefully, if we have enough guys, what we're going to do is split the two groups up. Now, one will get you in and 10 if you win. You get 10 if you win. One will get you in, and you get 10 if you win. So that's what this is about, baddest back half in the world. So come on down, Ricky, and like I said, if we got enough 10.5 cars, we're going to definitely split them up and make two groups out of it, and we're going to find out who the baddest back half in the world is. You never know. Anybody can win on race day, man. And that's what I was talking about earlier tonight on my show. Anybody can win on race day because it ain't about what parts you got. It's about what combination you have. This guy was talking about he got a 468 with two carburetors, and if you ain't sitting like that, he ain't going to race you. I said, man, that's some straight fake-ass racing. I don't mind saying it out loud. I'll say it twice. That's fake-ass racing. Because, hear what? How do you know this 468 don't run better than that 565 or that 555? You know, it depends on the combination. It depends on what kind of head you got. It depends on what kind of nitrous setup you got on the thing. It's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into it. It depends on, you know, what kind of gears you got in the car. It depends on, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff that go into racing, and we all know that. So just to sit and blankly say, oh, I got a 406 small block and you got a 406 small block, does that mean we're supposed to race? Or does that mean we're not supposed to race? You know, I mean, in some instances it means you're not supposed to race. Then in some instances it means you're supposed to race because every 406 ain't created equal just because it's a 406.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a caller on tonight. That was his general consensus. He had a full jet street car, and he wanted to run another gentleman, or was talking to another gentleman about racing, but basically he said he only wanted to race another full-dress street car. Then they got past that, and then he got to change his tires. Do all that. So.
Man, listen, what you got is what you got. You feel like you fast or what you got? I mean, obviously you got to stay in your lane. You got to stay in your class. That's why you got to do your homework. This is a game. This is a head game. This ain't about who's got the faster car. This is who has got the most information. So I should know who I can race and who I can't race. Now, that's not based on just because what parts you've got. I don't base that on. I base that on seeing you race or, you know, doing some investigating and, you know, calling my mans and them up and saying, yo, what does this dude look like? Or what do you, you know? Because that's what this is about. This is a game of trickery and deception, and this is a game of information. And if you got good information and the knowledge to use it, the wisdom, which is knowledge, the wisdom to use it, then, you know, you're going to be on top of the game. I mean, sometimes you're gonna swing at the ball and miss. Tony Bynes went to Texas, and he thought he was running a stock suspension car. Turns out the car had wheelie bar. So that was a miss. We lost that race. But he went with Rambo. He went with Rambo against the Lethal Weapon car. Lethal Weapon thought that Tony Bynes' Rambo had on 28, but he had on 29, and he ended up giving him the back tire. But they both had on the same tires. But Tony Bynes made it appear he had on 28, so he outstripped the man. So it ain't about, you know, racing is a head game. It's a mind game, and that's why, you know, anybody can win in grudge racing. And this ain't class racing. This is grudge racing. So you don't got to have the same stuff.
Right.
Get that out of your head.
Well, hopefully, you know, Merlin will stand up. You'll see that Merlin stand up and do their thing up here and get that label up. Merlin is a fake-ass racist. I'm sure you get all the time, man, but that comment sure do get a whole lot of people riled up. Now, I was one of them at one point, but I done got used to it, man.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, man. It's all in good fun, and it's designed, you know, to get somebody riled up. I mean, that's what smack talk is about in grudge racing. You understand?
If I, you know, I'm out there trying to get you to race me, if I call you a punk and you're scared and you're a sissy and your car is slow and all that, that's smack talk. So me, as now, I don't have a race car, so I can't say you're a punk and a sissy and all that stuff, you know, because I don't have nothing to race you with. So all I say is you're a fake-ass racer. So now that's the same thing. And it gets you riled up. You're like, yo, I'm going to represent. I'm going to show you I ain't no fake-ass racer because, you know, the whole thing about drug racing is testosterone. Everybody want to be the man, and nobody don't want to be looked upon as, you know, no fake-ass racer. So it's all about smack talk, man. It's all in fun. It's all about racing. That's what it's all about.
All right, Joe. Well, I appreciate you coming on. And,
hey, Doctor, my pleasure. My pleasure. Like I said, I'm just sorry I was into something, and I actually got to jump back into it. I just took a look at my phone, but I waited for you to call me like the first 20 minutes, and you never called me because I texted you and I said, call me. You never called me back, so I said, you know, maybe you was all good.
Oh, I never got a text from you early. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow, yeah. I texted you, and I said, call me when you want me on, and you never called me. So I was like, okay, maybe he's good then. So that's why I went ahead and shut my phone down because my show was abbreviated earlier tonight because the Blog Talk system crashed. It wasn't my system. I thought it was my computer, but the whole Blog Talk system crashed earlier. I called them and they gave me the info. The whole system crashed, so that's why I just shut the show down. And I may have a show tomorrow night at 6. I may have a 1-hour show if I need to. But I'll talk to some people tomorrow, and we'll see what's good. And if they need me to have the show, we'll have the show. If everybody's good, then you know there won't be no need because actually Mississippi Joe has a show tomorrow, so we got to leave it at that.
All right. Well, once again, I appreciate you coming on, and see you Sunday.
All right, Doctor. That's a definite. Definite. We'll see you there, man. Have the ribs ready, because you know I got to have some ribs when I get to the track. Have the ribs ready.
All right. We'll do.
All right. Peace, y'all.
All right, Mick. Say we out of time. Mr. MD had a final comment, and then we can kind of run down that real quick and let everybody get out of here. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, yeah, Rick, I just want to say, man, another good show, and I'm definitely looking forward, you know, to coming up Sunday and getting down, and I just want to send a shout-out to the Grudge Word, everybody who's coming. Everybody have a safe trip, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Is Jimmy coming up with you?
Jimmy. Which one?
Jimmy.
With the Black Camaro?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. He probably will. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
You need
me in the house Sunday, bro.
That's what's up.
All right. Anybody else got any final comments before we get out of here? I'm mighty quiet. All right. Well, it's been another exciting Thursday evening of Race Talk Radio with your host, Tricky Rick. Big action going down Sunday at Maryland International Raceway. I look to see everybody out there. Good luck and best of luck to all that's racing, win or lose. It's all in fun. Look forward to seeing everybody. And good night and see you Sunday.
All right. Grudging, like, thank everybody for tuning in tonight also. Everybody have a good night.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.